This is Lectionary at Lunch from Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. The reading for today is from Colossians, the third chapter, the first four verses, the appointed text for Easter Sunday. This text is used as the episode lesson for Easter Sunday. In series A, and this is from verses 1 through 4, and in series A also for Easter Wednesday, the same text is used from verses 1 through 7, also from Colossians chapter 3. This is the text. It is simple. Paul is writing. It has the resurrection motif in it. It is also good that we recall Paul's letter to the Colossians in its broader background. It is written, in my opinion, as an apologetics, if you will. Paul starts out on the supremacy of Christ in creation as well as in the new creation. In the first chapter, verses 1 through 15 through 20, as you recall, there is that poetic section where Paul establishes the supremacy of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of all creation. And then he goes on, and in verse 18 of the first chapter, Paul also says Christ is the beginning, and also the prototokos ek ton nekron, the firstborn from among the dead. So Christ's supremacy is already established throughout Colossians in creation as well as in the new creation, as he is the firstborn from among the dead. That is the broader background of Colossians as we come to look at this text specifically for Easter Sunday. The text is just four verses. Eun suneger tete to Christo ta ano zetaite u ha Christos Esten in dexia tu theu kathemenas, ta ano phronaite me ta epites geis, apethanete gar haike zoe humon ke kruptai sun to Christo en to theo. Hotan ha Christos phanerote ha he zoe humon tate kai hume sun auto phanerote saste en doxe. That's the text. It starts out, this text actually parallels chapter 2 and verse 20, and 2 and verses 12 and 13, and so on. There is a lot of talk about death and resurrection. There are two imperatives in the present imperatives in this text, which is suneger thete and phronaite, each with an identical object. The object being ta ano, things above. Zetaite, Paul is saying zetaite, seek, present indicative, present imperative. Zetaite, seek things that are above. And then he goes on in verse 2. Ta ano phronaite, which is think things that are above. So with those thoughts in mind, I would even project this theme as higher things, if you will. This is resurrection text, resurrection Sunday. So things from above, things that are above, would be an appropriate way of looking at this text. So those are two imperatives. And then Christ, Jesus Christ, is the central theme of this reading, this entire reading. In four verses, there are in fact five explicit references to Christ. Initially, beginning with verse 1, Eun sun egarthete to Christo, and then as we follow this along, in verse 3, He zoe humon kekruptai sun to Christo. There's another reference there. And then verse 4, Hotan ha Christos phanerote. And then He zoe humon, that also has a reference to Christ as its reference. So Christ is at the center, Christ's activity, projecting it as something that happens at the right hand of God, which we will talk about shortly. Looking at the text in another way, you could also make up a chiasmus, if you will, if that's interesting to anyone. There is a to Christo in verse 3, and to Theo, and then ha Christos phanerote in verse 4. So we can put that together and form a chiastic structure, if you will. Thirdly, there are spatial and temporal imageries in this text of four verses. There is where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, which is a spatial image, and then you have when Christ appears, a temporal. There is a present, a past, as well as a future temporal sense, all built into this text. So it is an appropriate text for a resurrection celebration. Let's go to the text one more time. Eun sunegarthete. If you are raised with Christ, sunegarthete is an aorist passive indicative. Aorist is, as we know, is a basic past tense. This is passive indicative. Egoiro is in the New Testament, particularly in the Pauline text and also in the resurrection text, is an activity that God accomplishes. And this is culminating in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is a theological passive, if you will. Raise. God raised. Here, this one is, if you are raised with Christ. If is translated as if it is true that you are raised, the fact is that it is true that you are raised with Christ, which causes us to go back to chapter 2 and verse 20, where Paul talks about apethanete sun Christo. If you died with Christ to the elemental spirits of this world, etc., etc. So there is the dying with Christ already narrated in the second chapter, verse 20, and then in chapter 3 and verse 1, Paul starts out with the sunegarthete to Christo. The common occurrence in the Pauline corpus is en Christo. Here we have sun Christo, again a Pauline phrase, if you will. Paul's preferred use will be en Christo. This is sun Christo, resurrection taking place with Christ, and sun Christo goes on into the corpus about six times, and four of them are already here in this text itself. That is also significant for us to note here. Cause to rise, sunegar theete, passive, be raised up, and with reference to chapter 2 and verse 20, which we just mentioned now, with this apethanete, die with, and now you are raised with Christ. So if it is true, we know it is true, if it is true that you are raised with Christ, ta ano zetaite, then therefore the things above, ta ano, things that are above, seek. You keep on seeking those things that are above. Zeteo is something of the human will, an orientation of the human will, if you will, to have a goal and move on, seeking things, to seek or to aim at, or to aspire. This is what's happening here. And what are you aspiring? What are you seeking? What are you as the ones resurrected with Christ now seeking? The things that are above. Ta ano, therefore, is in this context pointing to a certain location. Things that are above, and what is that? Who is what we see next there, and who is actually a genitive singular, masculine or neutral, as you know, of the relative pronoun. Now it appears that it has become an adverb of place, if you will. Where ha Christos esten, where Christ is existing as we speak. In dexia to the u, it is the endexia is kind of the short form for endexia kairi, at the right hand, right side of God, kathemenos, sitting, that's the present participle. So one could take this as in a periphrastic way, but that is not the intent of the text, which then would mean Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. But as the text word order goes, where Christ is, most commentators actually want to put a comma there, where Christ is now existing, at the right hand of God, seated. So he has completed his work on the face of this earth, and he is now sitting at the right hand of God. Right hand of God is the place of authority, power, and dominion. That's where he is at this time. Verse 2, ta ano phronaite. That just follows the first imperative that we just saw. Ta ano zetaite. Now here it is, ta ano phronaite. Ta ano phronaite. Phronaite is, phroneo is to think. Phronema is the way of thinking. It is about your intent again. It is here perhaps more meaningful to say that this is the aim, the aspiration, or the striving of your mind. Therefore, think, be intent on, or fix your thoughts onto, or give your mind to the things above. That's what we just mentioned. Ta ano, think of the things above. That's why we posited perhaps this is good to think of in thinking of the higher things. And it is contrasted with ta tes epites gaze. Ta epites gaze. Not on the things that are earthly, or the things belonging to the earth. There is that contrast that is put in place here. It is contrasted against the thoughts about the right hand of God, where Christ is seated. Christ is seated. And then apethanete, therefore, in verse 3, that's an aorist indicative second plural, put to death, as aorist, the basic past tense, put to death, second plural, you put to death, therefore, gar, causing us to think back at what was already narrated prior to this, you put to death, no, that's wrong, so, you have died. That's what it is. Yeah. you have died. Apothresko is the word. Apothresko is the word. You died, therefore, and he zoe human, and your life is ke kryptai. Krypto is to be hidden. That's a third singular perfect indicative passive. Your life is hidden. Hidden, perhaps, with the perfect, it's a permanent outcome of the activity there. So your life is hidden with Christ. It is hidden with Christ. Note that to Christo again. In verse 1, it was to Christo synergetete. You were raised with Christ, and now your life is hidden. Apethanete. You died, and your life is hidden with Christ. And it goes further, ento theo, another dative, with God. So your life is now hidden as you died. It's hidden, and it is hidden with Christ in God. So significant for us to relate this text to baptism. This actually helps us recall Paul's narrative of baptism in Romans 6, where Paul actually equates baptism, that baptismal experience, into dying with Christ. Those of us who are baptized into Christ, don't we know, are baptized into his death. This is the promise. This is the Paul's declaration of our baptism in the Lord. As we are baptized, we are actually baptized into his death. And that emphasis is reiterated in Colossians as Paul writes this. And verse 4, hotan ha Christos phaneroe, death is not the final word yet. Phaneroo is to make something visible. This is, again, third singular aorist passive subjunctive. It is actually a future action that precedes the main verb's action. So when Christ appears, he zoe humon, when Christ, your life, appears, phaneroo, tote kai humes sun auto phanerote seste in doxe. You too will appear with him in glory. It is actually demonstrating for us the accompanying circumstances, one following the other. So the grand manifestation, the final manifestation of our life is yet to come as we appear with him in glory, shall we say, on the last day. A resurrection text. This is reference also to the appointed Old Testament listeners from Psalm 110. Actually, the appointed psalm of the day in all the 3-year series readings is Psalm 118. But where Christ is seated at the right hand of God has reference to Psalm 110, as you recall. This Psalm 110 is actually quoted Psalm 110, this reference is quoted no less than 30 times in the New Testament, where the dexia tou theou comes, the right hand of God, the place of honor, the place of supreme glory, is reiterated in the New Testament, founded on Psalm 110 narrative, the place of honor and supremacy and supreme glory of Jesus Christ is already here, and that's the emphasis of this lesson. Now he has risen from the dead, and he is now seated at the right hand of God. That resurrection experience is given to the believers in Christ as much as they are baptized into Christ, although they walk through this valley of death. Their life is hekruptai, verse 3, hidden with Christ in God. There is also in verse 4, when Christ appears, when Christ appears, epanerote, when Christ appears, hezoe humon, your life is equated with Christ. And John's gospel gives us the testimony that in Jesus there was life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And in John 10, the promise is that he has come, Jesus has come, that we might have life in him. And the textual authorities have a variant in it, to it, and Hezoe Humon is supported by P46 and the Alexandrian and text type, and also some of the major Western text types. As the text reads, but you also have the Hemon there, perhaps as the alternate reading as we look at the script here. This is a challenge in the Pauline corpus. Does Paul mean just the readers only, or does he also not include the speaker as well as the primary audience right there? The question is constantly being discussed. Could Hamon be? Was Hamon altered by the scribes to match the second person? Frequently seen in the narrative of Colossians 1 through 4, it is all talking about the second persons there. So, did the redactor then match use Hamon also here to match the narrative altogether? So, in the place of perhaps the original Hamon, the redactor put that Humon there. That is a possibility. Either way, the picture is Humon, the audience, as we see the entire narrative discussing this resurrection. There are a few highlights for us to look at this text and relate them to the resurrection theme of today. It is talking about the existence of the baptized believers in Christ as we anticipate our final existence with him in eternity. There is the text is leading up to a future consummation in the sense of the temporal nature of the text. What has already taken place in our baptism has value right here as well as into eternity. It has therefore a realized as well as a futuristic dimension to the Christian life. It is anticipating, helping us anticipate the consummation that is yet to take place when we shall finally depart this world in faith to be with the Lord in eternity. Therefore, the emphasis on the ta ano zetaite, the things above, and also the exhortation of ta ano phronaite, thinking the things that are that are higher and things above, locate things that are above. True Christian life, therefore, is founded with Christ alone. Christ has made his purpose for us known to us by his incarnation, by his life, death, and resurrection. And we await our own for the consummation of the final revelation of our life with him.